I'm Kerry Rowett, and this is the Align and Attract podcast, helping you to create your version of an aligned business. Let's dive into today's episode. Business plateaus. Have you ever experienced one? The answer for a lot of my clients is definitely yes. A business plateau will occur after you have already experienced a certain level of success. And that could look like fully booking out with one-on-one clients. It can also look like having a really balanced business, which you have very consciously created to have. It might be still a certain number of one-on-one clients. It might be online courses or workshops and bigger programs. It can happen when you have also got masterminds. It's like, it doesn't necessarily matter the structure of your business or even the level, even though you will have wanted to have reached a certain level of success, which has meant that your business is somewhat sustainable, I think, before we can really call it a plateau, because prior to that, it probably is a little bit more like a problem rather than a plateau. But it can happen if you are at, you know, 80,000 a year, 120,000 a year, 500,000 a year, 1 million a year, 3 million a year, and on it goes. And it can sound like, well, this is a pretty good problem to have, because you have reached this certain level of success and you might have a certain level of predictability in your business in terms of the level of revenue that you can expect to be making. But it can also cause you some pain and some frustration. And this is where people will often seek someone like me out to help them to move through this plateau, because actually it is a problem. If you are earning the same and there isn't growth in your business, it can be indicative of something that isn't quite right, that isn't quite working. And what can happen if we stay in this plateau is that our expenses can continue to increase, and we can feel quite exposed as well, because certainly maybe the income is at a certain level now, but if there isn't growth, there is also the risk that it could start to taper off and it could reduce. And because there's just might be something around the messaging or just some other element that isn't quite hitting the mark, and then you start to see this downturn, which does, of course, then create problems, or can create problems. And the other problem can be that, you know, because you're sensing that you're in this state of kind of like stagnation, and we can feel that, those of us who are entrepreneurial, like we can feel when we're just a bit stuck, or things aren't really moving in the same way that they have, because you've got the reference point. You know what it feels like to be in flow and to have momentum and to feel really lit up and to feel like what you're doing is working, and then you can feel the change in that. So usually you are exploring solutions, and you might have actually already explored multiple solutions. You might be looking at your own mindset, course, multiple different ways that you can do that, and you can invest in up-leveling your mindset. You might have explored solutions around strategy. So you're like, okay, what I need is to get a funnel working. I need to get it working really well. Or I need to improve my ad strategy. Or I need to get a broader strategy for my business. Obviously, this is what the problem is. So a marketing strategy, a real strategy. Of course, there are just so many different strategies, and you might be really looking into that, or have invested in coaching or a mastermind or something else around that. But if you're in a plateau, sometimes we will see that it still isn't budging. Or maybe you grow in one area, but then you
detracted or reduced in another area and you're still kind of at the same level. You might have also explored a solution around learnings. You might think, okay, I'm going to take another certification. This can happen a lot with people who are in the healing world or coaching world. I'm going to learn something new and I'm going to bring that into my business. Maybe I'm missing something, or I need to kind of reinvigorate myself, re-energize my own, you know, excitement about what I'm doing, and I'm going to learn something new and that's going to help that. So we know that we're in a plateau if we are exploring solutions and they are not actually helping. They're not helping us to move through this plateau, or they might help, but it's only temporary, or it's incremental in relation to what it is that we would expect. So it's like, okay, well, yes, the business is growing very slightly, but because I'm investing now and investing in these different ways, or even doing a bigger investment into one specific area, if I'm not actually growing, then the profit is shrinking. So that again can create a bit more stress, a bit more frustration, because we're saying, look, I am doing the things that I really believe should help and they are not helping. So we can describe this as an upper limit problem. That's how Gay Hendricks would describe it in his book, The Big Leap. So we're heating up against kind of the limits of what feels really comfortable for us, what feels like we're able to experience in terms of success, happiness, money, and so on. But sometimes knowing that isn't enough, because often as well that I'll see with my entrepreneurial clients and people who are, you know, already very successful, is like they know that, like they know they're hitting up against an upper limit. And it's like, yes, but also like I don't know how to move through it. And I'll see that we are really hitting up against our own blind spots. So we've done the things that we already know, and it's like, now what? When we're in this plateau state, three things I will often see that people are experiencing is, number one, a loss of energy. And so if you are in a plateau, sometimes you can, if you really dig into it and go underneath the surface, discover that you're actually quite tired, you're quite depleted, even in burnout. And so you may be aware, but you also might not be, because you can sometimes be like really driven by the mind, really able to focus. You know, you've been kind of driven by something, even something bigger than you, and then it's actually depleting you. And this is what is preventing you from being able to move forward, because you actually just do not have the energy or the energy reserves that you need for the next stage of growth. So something about the way you are working and the way you are living that needs to be addressed so that you have this more sustainable level of energy. So this is the first thing to look at. The second thing I will often see is that there can be this loss of passion for what it is that you do, how you do it, and who it is that you are doing it with. Now, on the face of it, again, you might look at it and go, no, I still love what I'm doing and I still think this is great. But when you get really honest with yourself, sometimes you will see, or often I think you will see, that your passion is not the same as what it was when you were in that earlier growth mode, like when you were kind of flying along in your business and everything was working. If you look back, I wonder if you can really see, actually, yeah, I did feel so passionate about what I was doing. I believed so much in the solutions that I was offering, in the ways I was able to help people or support people or lead people or teach people. And that was so present. And now, and it can almost feel like it's as a result of being in this plateau, this state somewhat stagnation is the passion isn't as strong because you're not moving yourself through your own blocks or moving yourself into your next level in the way that you would. And if you're teaching something around business or marketing or money or personal growth or, you know, so many other things, and you help people to move through their barriers or to create a change or to implement a certain solution and it gets this kind of result, and then you're not doing that, it can really dull your passion because you don't have the same level of certainty about that that you did. So the question becomes, how can we reignite that passion? How can we reconnect to the passion? And is there something deeper that's sitting underneath? Is there something new that's wanting to come through, like a different layer of what it is that you do, a deepening of what it is that you do? Like, what is it that you need to reconnect you to the passion? And sometimes that can also look like passion in other areas of your life. If your business has been the source of your passion and now it's not providing that and you don't have passion in other areas of your life, that can be problematic as well. So of course you want to address the passion in the business, but it can highlight that there isn't passion outside or there isn't balance outside, and we want to be able to look at that as well. And then the third thing I can see is that we've lost a connection to our purpose and where it is that we're going, what it is that we believe is possible for us, what it is that we're going to create. And that can, you know, related to what I said about the passion, can be because of where it is that we're sitting. It's like, well, I did have goals, but they're not actualizing, or I'm not quite sure if I can actually get there. I don't know if I can get there with this business model or with this messaging or with this marketing or strategy or whatever. And so it's like, this sense of purpose just feels wobbly. It doesn't feel clear. Why I'm doing this doesn't feel as clear. So we can lose it equally as losing the sense of purpose. We can lose this connection to our why, which is something that Simon Sinek obviously teaches on. And in fact, I've got a webinar that I ran a couple of years ago, and it was called Remember Your Why. I'm going to link that up in the notes, because if you can relate to a loss of connection with your why, it could really help. Because what we do is go back to the past actually and remember why you started your business in the first place. What really made you feel so excited, and reconnecting to that. And that can help to reignite that sense of purpose in the present, because your why might be up, need an upgrade. And then help finding that can help you to reconnect to your purpose again. So as I say, those are the three things I will typically see: a loss of energy, a loss of passion, a loss of purpose. And there's an overall loss of power that goes along with this. So you had that sense of power of, I can decide I'm going to do something, I can create something, and it works, and I move ahead, and things work, things happen, things, you know, my business grows. And then it's like, oh, I don't feel like I'm in my power in the same way that I was. Like, if I don't have the energy, if I don't have the passion, if I don't have the same level of purpose, there is this overall loss of power. So I wonder if you can relate to any of these things, either in the present, or if you can relate to having felt these in the past. And the thing that I think can be trickiest here, which I have touched on, is that simple solutions don't work when you're in a plateau. And you will probably know that either if you're experiencing it now or if you've experienced it in the past, because like I said, you've explored solutions, mindset, strategy, learning, even healing. And you're just like, well, it's just not really getting to the bottom of it. It's not actually creating the result that I desire. And I really believe that underneath this is we're needing to reconnect to ourselves, and we're needing to reconnect to our own magic. And the question becomes, how? So knowing that there are no simple solutions, I am still going to just give you an opportunity, because I don't want to leave you on that note, just giving you this opportunity just to place your hand over your own heart now and just closing down your eyes just for a moment. And if you are in the plateau right now, or equally if you're not, but you've experienced this before and you know what this is like, or you can sense what this could be like, or you want to prevent it, then just allowing yourself to really just move into your heart space, to feel your heart. And to reconnect to your energy source, first of all, an abundant sense of energy, even if your energy is not feeling abundant at the moment. Allowing yourself to imagine what it would be like to experience more abundant energy. And now imagining what it would be like to feel so passionate about what you're doing, how you're doing it, who you're doing it with, you know, you're just on fire. It's passion. You can see when you're in your passion, can't you? Other people can see it because you're just lit up. You talk about your business, you talk about your clients, you know, as a general group, and you're just lit up. You come alive. You're actually doing your work and you're feeling passion for it. It's just imagining what that feels like, or going deeper into what that feels like. And finally, allowing yourself to connect with a sense of purpose, of being on purpose, knowing your purpose. Even if you don't know what it is, you can't name it right now. Just imagining what it would feel like to know your purpose and to be on purpose. Just allowing yourself to connect to yourself and to connect to your magic, even if you're not feeling especially magic at the moment. Just imagining it, well, it actually was this simple. Whether it is or it isn't, imagining that it was this simple, that you could just intend to reconnect to your magic and to allow it to light you up again. Beautiful. And releasing that, I would really love to hear from you around this topic as to whether you're in a plateau and how that's showing up for you and what it is you're experiencing, whether you can relate and resonate with this idea of this loss of energy, this loss of passion, this loss of purpose. Please do message me at Kerry Rowett. I'd love to talk with you about it. I've certainly experienced it myself, not so much just recently, because I have been in a growth stage for the last year or so. And before that, I had children, which kind of contribute to a plateau. But I'm kind of interested as well to observe how sometimes life can, you know, there are conditions in life that create this plateau, but not everyone plateaus in that, you know, depending on the way they've set their business up and their beliefs and what they believe is possible and what they have capacity for doesn't necessarily have to mean they're working a lot more, but sometimes they are still able to allow growth. So even if you kind of think, well, structurally, the way my life is, that's creating the plateau. Is that true or isn't it? Is something that I'm really interested in as well. So if you know any other friends who are in a plateau, have been talking about this, I'd love it if you could share this episode with them, or indeed the podcast in general. I'm so happy that you're here, and I'll speak with you next time. This was episode 116 of the Align and Attract podcast, and that means you can find all of the relevant show notes over at alignandattract.com/blog/116. If you have not yet left a review, it would be amazing if you could share a 5-star review. I really appreciate it, and I'm so excited to be back in your ears very soon. Have a beautiful day.